Heinz Warwick Beigler is director of the Swiss Federation of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises. He says he expects the visit by the Chinese president to usher in a new stage in their bilateral relationship.
I hope that the visit can help further deepen the relations between China and Switzerland, and the two countries will cement cooperation through the free trade agreement.
6 years ago, the two countries launched a free trade agreement talks in Davos. They signed the FTA agreement in 2013 and put it into effect on July 1, 2014. Official figures show that bilateral trade in the first 9 months of last year exceeded $25 billion, up 9.4% year-on-year, despite a decline in China's trade with Europe as a whole in 2015. Beigler said the FTA injected momentum in trade and mutual investment, which especially benefited Swiss SMEs.
Small and medium-sized enterprises are interested in all forms of cooperation. The FTA makes it easy for them to find cooperation opportunities. Swiss enterprises are interested in the Chinese market that still keeps growing. They see great development potential and cooperation opportunities in China. Meanwhile, we have also noticed more and more Chinese enterprises are coming to Switzerland.
Currently, Switzerland is China's seventh largest trading partner in Europe, while China is Switzerland's largest partner in Asia. Beigler said the pursuit of an open economy has contributed to the win-win cooperation between the two sides, and that the promotion of globalization is an area where the two countries should seek stronger cooperation.
Switzerland has been building up an open economy. It's proven that an open economy can boost growth and employment, while protectionism will bring more losses than gains. Globalization is inevitable and can benefit the economy. China's economy is the most important one in the world. The growth of the world depends on the growth of China. China's prosperity benefits the whole world.
Beigler, who is also a member of the Swiss Parliament, came to China in April last year when then-Swiss President Johann Schneider-Ammann paid a state visit. As part of that trip, the two sides agreed to establish an unprecedented innovative strategic partnership. Beigler also suggested that besides the economy, the two countries should also make greater efforts to seek greater common ground in terms of politics. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.